This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed police reform legislation into law in reaction to the death of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody. Among the laws Cuomo signed is a ban on chokeholds, automatic appointment of a special prosecutor to cases of police killing unarmed civilians, and a law making fake race-based 911 calls a crime. In signing the bills, Cuomo said that police reform in New York State is, in his words, long overdue.
Mr. Floyd's murder is just the most recent murder. This is not just about Mr. Floyd's murder. It's about being here before, many, many times before.
Calls for police reform have echoed in massive demonstrations across the world since the death of George Floyd on May 25th. French police have protested new measures in the wake of global protests over the death of George Floyd. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police from the union Unite SGP laid their handcuffs on the ground outside some police stations on Thursday night in a symbolic move against a new ban on chokeholds and limits to what they can do during arrests, part of government efforts to stem police brutality and racism. Immobilization techniques like chokeholds have come under growing criticism, but French police say the new restrictions go too far. France has seen several protests sparked by Floyd's death, and another is planned for Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Twitter has removed nearly 175,000 accounts, it says, were linked to the Chinese government and that posted false information favorable to the country's communist rulers. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The social media company says it has suspended nearly 24,000 accounts that were posting pro-Beijing messages and another 150,000 that were dedicated to retweeting those messages. China has denied any involvement. Twitter says the accounts were involved in manipulated activities, including praise for China's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Most had few, if any, followers. Twitter suspended the accounts under its manipulation policies, which ban artificial amplification and suppression of information. I'm Mike Hempen.
North Korean state media reported Friday that leader Kim Jong-un sees little use in maintaining a personal relationship with U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to hostile policies. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
It said if Washington sticks to, quote, hostile policies, the relationship was unlikely to lead to a diplomatic breakthrough. It added that North Korea would develop more military forces as, quote, U.S. policies prove Washington remains a long-term threat to the North Korean state. Trump and Kim Jong-un have a history of exchanging insults and threats. In 2017, North Korea made large advances in its nuclear and missile program. The U.S. hit back and led an international effort to tighten sanctions, targeting its shipping industry and companies that do business abroad. The Singapore summit saw relations seemingly turn a corner when Trump and Kim walked in a garden together in images broadcast around the world. But a year later in Vietnam, they failed to reach a concrete deal.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The UN Human Rights Office on Friday said it regretted the impact that U.S. sanctions authorized by the Trump administration may have on trials and investigations underway at the International Criminal Court, a UN Human Rights spokesman, Rupert Colville, told a briefing in Geneva. The ICC has to maintain its independence.
The independence of the ICC and its ability to operate without interference should be guaranteed, so that it can decide matters without any improper influence, inducements, pressures, threats, or interference, direct or indirect.
The Trump administration on Thursday authorized U.S. economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based tribunal. The United States has never been a member of the ICC, primarily because of concerns over possible political prosecutions of U.S. military personnel. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.